This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 491, how to easily and quickly paraphrase for writing task one.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn how to begin your IELTS Task 1 essay in an easy way and learn the vocabulary you need to paraphrase for higher vocab scores.
Hey Jessica, we're having some connection issues, but we are going to bounce back.
You know, luckily, knock on wood, Skype has been pretty consistent for me. I mean, luckily, like, we're on there all the time. But I know for some of my students, they have issues with Skype. And so we end up having to do the class on Facebook Messenger or Google Hangout sometimes. And then you also seem to have some Skype challenges.
I have my fair share of Skype challenges sometimes. It's true. I think it depends on like your internet, depends on the walls in your house, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Maybe it's good that I live in a small apartment because my internet, like the Wi-Fi signal, it's just a straight shot from like the modem to my computer. Like there's no walls in between. Maybe that's
really
why.
Good. I bet it is actually. That's really good. You're lucky.
I am lucky. Okay, so today, guys, we have a very focused, very useful episode for you today. We are going to talk about how to paraphrase the question for writing task one. The reason we're talking about this is a student, a lovely, lovely student from our course, posted a question in our closed Facebook group about this topic. So I've already answered her in Facebook, of course, but we're going to elaborate this on this for you guys because this is something everybody has to do in their task one essay.
Okay, so, love it.
Lindsay, can you read the question, please?
Okay, here it is. So it says, hi, Jessica Beck and everyone. I'm kind of struggling with the writing task one, more specifically, the first sentence, which rephrases the question. I would like to know if you have any or have already made any sentences or tips that I could use and would help me through it. What I find most difficult is when you have the year and it compares two things, like the outcomes of men, low, middle, and high, versus their place of birth. How do you articulate such so much information? Thank you for your time. Good question. Wow.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there isn't like a template, like an introduction sentence that works for writing task one because the question is always different. You know, there's no way that I could give you one paraphrase that will work for every question because all the questions are different. It's not like writing task two where like the episode we did a couple weeks ago. Where we gave you the template for the first question of your task two essay, right? Topic plus discussed by people plus time or whatever. I'll link to that in the blog, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 491. And I'll link back to that task two episode. But anyway, so I think she's putting too much pressure on herself. It doesn't have to be that complicated. So all you have to do is look at the test question and paraphrase. That's it. Just use synonyms. As long as you don't directly copy like three or more words from the task question, you're fine. So it can be as simple as like instead of saying graph, you say chart or diagram or figure. Instead of saying country, you say nation. Like it's all about just paraphrasing. So Like, don't spend too much time on this, like, very first sentence of your essay. So we're going to give you guys some example paraphrases today for some task one questions. Lindsay, can you read that first task one question, please?
Okay, sure. So here it is. The chart summarized the weight measurements of people living in Charlestown in 1955 and 2015. Nice.
Okay, so let's see. I can summarize that by saying the diagrams provided exhibit the statistics of weight of for individuals residing in Charlestown between 1955 and 2015.
So yeah, so it's actually pretty simple. Like, we're just swapping in words, right? We're that's all we're doing. Because yeah, like you said at the beginning, I would think we don't want to waste much time on this. We don't want to overthink it.
Exactly. Your grade is not based on that first sentence. Like, you don't even have to change the sentence structure. You can just use synonyms, really. As long as you're not copying directly from the test question, you're fine. Put your efforts into what matters. The body. Yeah. Same with task two. Don't spend too much time freaking out about the introduction. The overall trend is way more important to your score than how you rephrase the test question. So,
oh, yeah.
We're just using synonyms. That's it. Like, don't overthink sentence structure and stuff, right? Hello, awesome listeners. If you want to increase your writing score, get into the Three Keys IELTS success system. Just some of our students who got high writing scores, like Pedro, Andresa, Lucas, Natalia, they all got 7.5 on their writing exam. Check out our strategies and practice today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so I'm going to read the next one, and and Lindsay, this will be for you. It's a UPS man. Yeah. I moved some tables around my apartment, and so unfortunately, there's a big table near the window now that Ozzy can jump on, and it makes things worse, so I have to rethink that. Okay, so the next question, the charts below show the reasons. Ozzy! Okay, the charts below show the reasons why people travel to work by bicycle or by car.
Yeah, okay. So if I wanted to rephrase this or reword this, I could say something like, you know, these graphs display why, because we don't need reason why. We could just say why commuters arrive at their place of work on their bike or in their car, something like that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Just as a side note here, guys, the question always says the charts below or the graph below. Just never include that word below in your essay. I always chuckle when I see students including that, because, like, it's below your essay.
Right. You know? That's a good point. Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense. okay, awesome. Guys, this is definitely an episode to take notes on, because it's just switching out the synonym. So you can add these words to a page in your vocabulary notebook that is dedicated to writing task one. So you could have these paraphrases on hand when you go into the exam. Last question here. Lindsay, can you read that, please?
Okay, here's a question. So the question is, the graph below shows population figures for India and China since the year 2000 and predicted population growth up until 2050.
Okay, so I could say, let's see. The images presented or provided show or give, wow, I'm all about the paraphrasing today, show or give numbers regarding the amount of citizens in two nations, comma, China and India between the years 2000 or no, starting in the year 2000 through the future year of 2050.
Yeah, I like that. So you had to kind of, so it's not, so that in that case, it's kind of mixing around how we're kind of like listing out the years, but it still makes sense.
As long as it makes sense. And like another reason not to think too much about your paraphrases, like just use synonyms, is if you try and get like fancy with the meaning or in interpreting the information in that first sentence, chances are you're going to include inaccurate information. Like just the other day, I saw a student paraphrase. Let's see. It was about the number of first and second language speakers for certain languages. And in the first sentence, she paraphrased it as like local speakers or something. And that wasn't like wasn't the information, you know, it was about globally who speaks these languages. So that's another reason not to overthink it, you guys. Just simply swap out synonyms. And if this is challenging for you, then spend a week, you know, every day, look at three different task one questions and just use the thesaurus to learn synonyms. And if you are in our course, like the wonderful student that wrote this question, you can post your synonyms and say like, is this appropriate? Does this make sense? And I can tell you if the language is correct or not.
Yeah, I mean, this is all about just having a strong vocabulary, right? We're building our vocabulary as we are going through the study plan, and that's huge. That's going to help you in so many different aspects of this exam.
Totally. And, you know, a lot of the way we can help students is just by encouraging them to isolate the things that are difficult. Like with writing task two, brainstorming, if that's the part that's difficult for you, just practice brainstorming for a few days. And in this case, if paraphrasing the test question, that is a very specific skill. It's like one unique step. If that's the thing that's holding you back, then only focus on that for a few days, you know?
I love it. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, but this is the teaching philosophy that governs everything in our courses, is isolating the skills. Build up each skill individually before you try and bring them together to communicate something bigger or to tackle something bigger. So guys, if you are ready for the step-by-step method that builds your skills in a comfortable yet efficient way, check out our course, Three Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason that all of our students, you can check out our success stories on that page. The reason that they had those high scores is because they did get to isolate each skill. Like Jessica just said, that's a good point. You can't do that by yourself. Like you're not going to know how to do it. You don't know what the key things are that the examiner wants. So don't even try, guys. You know what I mean? Like make it easy on yourself, save yourself some time and jump into our course so we can do it for you.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of IELTS candidates go about it backwards. Like they take some practice tests first and they think, oh, my scores are really low. I need to practice something. But then they're not sure why their scores might be low or what exactly they need to practice. So instead, they start searching for materials online and keep doing practice tests, not noticing much of an increase, if any. And it's just, you know, 2 months of wasted effort. So start fresh, start clean. Don't waste any more time.
Yeah, there you go. Good advice. I like it. And good topic today. I love these very specific topics, answering one very tight question. And then there you guys go. You've got a good resource.
Very cool. Useful.
All right. Very cool. So we'll be back on this show next week. Jessica, have a good weekend.
Sounds good. You too, Lindsay.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.